Ah, da cara, pa vi, ne le.
Ok.
Ja, quelle. Ja, fa ne lo, quelle.
Tu mai fa una partita?
Sì, tu la sai.
Scusi, pazzo.
Hello. Ya, atura ne patta lo mese si me.
Okay. Do you want to ask, he said. Well, the darn. What should we say? I think there may be quite a few people here for the first time tonight. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. How many people are here for the first time?
Oh.
Six people.
Yeah, it's facing my video.
Should he just give the instructions?
He
said he'll just talk to us about meditation.
And then you all can ask
questions, whatever you like. Mm. Okay. Yeah.
She can have been the DR to meditation for the say quality, you know.
So very basically he says meditation is about
and then it will have to look at your own.
Oh, the quality of the mind.
Saying low. Saying that low order. You low mo, saying low.
He says meditation is the work of the mind, not the work of the body.
Oh, low chi ya ya. I did it.
He says, try putting your hands together like this. And you want something, but don't want to give the others want to try it again.
Dila.
Do you know the sensation of the hands touching? Can you feel
it?
Without closing your eyes, can you feel
it? Saying that diet deal, yeah.
So can you feel that directly with the mind?
Yes.
Just knowing, yeah.
And
why can you feel the sensation of the hands touching?
Balulu di me, how do me know, yeah.
Or how is it that the mind is able to know the sensation of the hands touching? Because he just said previously that meditation is the work of the mind, right? So if the hands were touching but the mind was lost in thought about something else, would it know the feeling of the hands touching? No.
Okay. And
so he's saying that, you know, the mind's presence is more important than the presence of the object. The object is always there, you know. The six sense doors, there's always contact and experience of the sense
doors.
But if the mind is not working, it if it's not there, it won't know the experiences that are happening. But, okay, say we're paying attention already to the experiences at the sense door. Does that mean that we're meditating already? He says, so just paying attention alone doesn't make it meditation yet. So in the back of the mind that is paying attention, he says there has to be the right views and the right ideas. It has to have the right attitude, the right information, the right knowledge about meditation.
Uh, ဘလို့စိတ်အနေထားနဲ့ဘလို့သဘောထားနဲ့အားထုတ်အောင်လဲအဲ့ဒါကိုရှင်းပ
ါ So what he's going to explain to you is this sort of information like what is the mindset that the mind should have towards meditation what are the right ideas we should know about meditation what is the right attitude to meditation
ဒီနောက်အားထုတ်တဲ့အာယုံနဲ့စိတ်နှစ်မျိုးရှိတယ်နော်အာယုံရဲ့စိတ်ရဲ့
But he says remember there is the object the things that are known and there's the mindmind that is knowing.
Okay. အဲ့တော့အလုံးလုံးတဲ့စိတ်ကအားထုတ်တဲ့စိတ်ကအရေးကြီးတယ
်. And what is important is that mind that's working, the mind that is knowing.
အဲ့ဒီအားထုတ်တဲ့စိတ်က idea ကမားနေတယ်။ရှင်းဘူးအယူဆမားနေတယ်ဆိုရင်အားထုတ်တာလည်းမားပြီ
။ But if in that mind that is knowing, the ideas are wrong orthe mind doesn't really understand how to practice or doesn't have any idea about it or has a wrong attitude. Since then, although that mind knows it, it practices in the wrong way. So he says it's very important for the mind that is knowing to be knowing in the right way. If there's greed while practicing, then it will be practicing in the wrong way. Greed means having a lot of expectations or desire to get something. Or if there's any form of aversion, like feeling dissatisfaction about how it is in the present moment, or feeling, you know, discouraged, and these are different forms of aversion.
အမှန်မသိဘဲနဲ့ရမ်းလို့ရင်မတရားဘူ
း But if we don't know how to practice and we sort of just like oh whatever I'll just do something that's also not necessarily right practice
ကိုတခါလေအားထုတ်ဘာလို့အမှန်မသိတဲ့အချိန်မျိုးရှိဘူးလဲ
He says have you had times in your practice when you felt like you didn't know what to do or how to go on
ဘာလို့လဲ
He says what will you so what should you do at that at times like that when you feel like you don't know
အဲ့တော့ information အရေးကြီးတယ်ဒီမန်ကန်နဲ့ဘုဒ္ဓရှိတယ်ဇာဘုနာဝရှိတယ်ဆိုသူသုံးလို့တပြန်စဉ်းစ
ား That's why information is important if we've had information we've heard things or read things we have some kind of information we can reflect on that information try to apply that at those times
အဲ့တော့အဲ့ဘုဒ္ဓဘယ်လာမလဲဆိုတာဇာဘုနာဟိုဘုဒ္ဓရာကြီးအာကျောင်းနောက်ဝရှိအောင်လေ့လာတာနားထောင်ရတယ်။စာဖတ်တယ်လေ့လာ
But where do we get all this information? He says we have to have either heard it or read about it or done some research and found out about it.
အဲ့ညာဟိုပြောချင်တာကအာယုံစိုက်တာတခုတည်းမဟုတ်ပဲနဲ့အနောက်ကညာပါရမယ်လို့ပြောချင
် What he wants to say isthat meditation is not only about the paying attention. He says there has to be intelligence in the attention. The use of intelligence in paying attention. He says when we meditate, should we or should we not think?
Can't stop thinking.
who are intentionally မဟုတ်တာတော့မတွေးနဲ့ကိုလို့တဲ့အကိစ္စဘူးတော့ကိုနည်းနည်းစုံစမ်းတဲ့သဘောနဲ့စစ်ဆေးပြီးတော့အားထုတ်အောင
် He says we've heard sometimes instructions which say don't you know when you meditate you should try not to think and all that but he says what he means what is meant is actually don't intentionally think of things that would increase or intensifyNegative mind states and things like that. But if it's thoughts about how you are practicing, thoughts about how to practice effectively, then he said that sort of thinking is not just, you know, to say it's necessary. He says we should reflect on the practice and as we practice.
ဉာဏ်ကတော့မျိုးရှိတယ်။ဘုဒ္ဓဉာဏ်လိုတယ်။ဟိုစိန်နှံဉာဏ်လိုတယ်။
And often he uses the word wisdom, and we must understand wisdom to include three kinds of wisdom. information is also considered wisdom. It's the information from external sources is also considered wisdom. Our own intelligence, what we already have, is also considered wisdom. And insight, the wisdom that we are hoping, like more wisdom to grow, that is also wisdom.
ကိုအပလိုက်လုပ်လို့ရတာဘုဒ္ဓဉာဏ်တုံးလို့ရတယ်စဉ်းစားဉာဏ်တုံးလို့ရတယ်ဘာဝနာဉာဏ်တော့အကြောင်းဆုံးမှာပေါ့
But in the practice of meditation this is what you can apply as wisdom to the practice is only the information you have and the intelligence you have you can actually apply that to the practice insight arises when the right conditions come together and the mind is ready to realize the next thing then insight arises.
အဲ့တော့ဒီဝိပဿနာအထုတ်မယ်ဆိုဝိပဿနာနဲ့ပတ်သက်တဲ့ information တွေလို့
So if you want to practice Vipassana meditation he says we need information about Vipassana meditation
ဝိပဿနာ idea တွေဒါမှမဟုတ်အချက်အလက
် We have to have heard the right ideas about the principles of Vipassana meditation
အဲ့ဒီကတမထနဲ့ဝိပဿနာရှင်ပြီးတော့ပြောရှင်ပြီးပြင်ပြအောင်နော
် So to clarify this he compares samatha meditation and vipassana meditation. Samatha meditation is a kind of tranquility meditation and vipassana meditation is often called insight meditation.
ကောဟိုအားထုတ်နေတဲ့နေရာမှာဒီအယူအဆတွေကဘယ်လိုတုံးနေလဲဆိုတာပြန်စဉ်းစားလို့ရအောင
် So that as we practice we can check how our minds are actually doing the practice with which sort of idea whether it's a tranquility kind of practice or a insight kind of practice whether we use which kind ofview we're practicing from.
Tamatha ma ban dai ya tho, vipassana ya ban dai ya tho pinya.
He says the objective of the practice of samatha meditation is one-pointed concentration. They call it jhana. The objective of vipassana meditation is wisdom. They call it insight.
Tamatha ga tho ngin cha mo dikat tha. Vipassana ga tabo pa mo dikat tha.
The main objective, therefore, of samatha meditation or tranquility meditation is peace, peacefulness. The main objective of vipassana meditation is wisdom, understanding. He says when the objective is different, then the ideas behind the practice become different, then the practice itself becomes very different. So in samatha meditation, tranquility meditation, the object that we pay attention to is very important. But in vipassana, insight meditation, the mind that is doing the practice is more important. Is very important.
I think mala o kiri dane a thon ni yin ma le. Aido a thu de sik ga man ho le ji.
He says because that mind that is doing the meditation needs to be right. And what he means by right is there has to be wisdom in the mind. If there is any defilement in the mind, any greed or aversion or delusion in the mind, then that mind would not be practicing in the right way. He says there's a right and a wrong, so we need wisdom so that it's the right way.
Oh.တကယ်လို့လောဘကြီးနဲ့အာယုံကိုအာယုံတွေလောဘစိတ်နဲ့ရှုရင်သူအာယုံရဲ့တဘာဝကိုနားလည်တဲ့ဉာဏ်ပေါ်မှာမဟုတ်
ဘူး He says so for example if there was some greed in the mind some expectation in the mind that is observing he says we might be observing things but we won't be seeing them as they are because of this expectation that's in the mind
ပေါ်မှာလောဘစိတ်နဲ့ဟိုမျက်မှန်ကာလဖုံးမျက်မှန်တတ်တယ်အနီရောင်နဲ့တတ်ပြီးချင်းအာယုံသူရှိရှိတိုင်းတဘောမပေါ်တော့
It's like having colored glasses on. He says, if you've got red glasses on, you won't see what's there as, you know, you won't see the true nature of what you're trying to see. You'll just see red.
If
you put on blue, you'll just see everything is blue.
အထုတဲ့စိတ်ကမှန်မှုအရေးကြီးတယ်စိတ်ကမှန်လို့ရှိရင်အာယုံမှန်ယူမယ
် He says so rather than trying to see the object clearly he said it's more about checking to see whether the mind that is trying to observe is in the right frame already once the mind itself is in the right frame, he says it will naturally take the right object and know it as it is.
ဝိပဿနာဉာဏ်လိုခြင်းနဲ့ဆိုရင်ဉာဏ်ဖြစ်တွေ့ပန်းတဲ့ဉာဏ်ဆိုတော့ဥမာဉာဏ်ရှိလို့ရှိရမယ
်။ And he says since the objective
of,
since the objective of the practice of insight meditation vipassana is to develop more wisdom, he says the mind that is doing the practice of the of this meditation needs to have wisdom in it already. I mean in the forms of information and intelligence.
Mm.အာ okay ဒါမှသာအာယုံတစ်ခုပဲယူတယ်ဝိပဿနာကြောင့်အာယုံအများနဲ့ဆက်ဆံ
and for these samatha meditations the mind only deals with its one object with the one object that it wants to observe for vipassana meditation the mind is concerned with all objects
ဘာဖြစ်လို့လဲဆိုရင် तू ကဉာဏ်လိုခြင်းနဲ့အတွက်သိစရာများများ information များများယူရ
Because when the goal is wisdom, he says you want to have a complete picture. Only then, you know, you, the mind can develop wisdom because it has lots of information.
Okay.
So it has to be willing to relate to all objects.
Now, tamatha ga ayon so a ne a sai pyo ayon cha cha thain na wo ju da.
And in samatha meditation,there is a need to and a desire to hold on to the object of attention and stay with it for as long as possible.
ဝိပဿနာအာယုံပေါ်ဒီလိုအမဆိုင်ဘူးဝိပဿနာဘယ်အာယုံပေါ်မှမမဆွဲဖို့ကြိုးစားတာလွတ်ချဖို့ကြိုးစားတာ
But the objective of vipassana meditation is not to hold on to the objects that it pays attention to. The idea is to learn how to let goof attachment to any object. So once the idea is not to attach to any object, he says then the implication is that you have to be willing to relate to all objects as they come in.
For example, let thi da wo, thi da wo chi de nyan ma, thi da ta khu bae chi me lo, a yon pyu chi, tu thi da bae thi.ဒါပေမဲ့တကယ်တမ်းကျတော့အဲ့ထဲမှာအများကြီးစံသေးရှိနေအများကြီးရှိ
ပူ
လာလည်းရှိမယ်အေးလည်းရှိမပြော့လည်းရှိမယ်ဒါပေမဲ့မတိတော့ဘူးခုကိုတားခဲ့ထားပြီးတော့သူမဲပြီးအထုံ
း So he says for example in that example of you know watching the touching sensation of your hands he says if we watch for the touching sensation of the hands that's what we will notice but in fact he says there are many other sensations in the handThere is warmth, softness, hardness, smoothness, and things like that, he says. But if we are trying to watch for only the touching sensation, we will not only not notice the other sensations that are present, we won't even try to notice that whether there are any other sensations. Right. He says, so you see, although there are all these other sensations, the mind doesn't notice, doesn't try to notice, because it's targeted one thing to pay attention to.
ဒါမှထားရတဲ့ဘောကတော့ကြည့်ရှင်တဲ့အာယုံကရွေးကြည့်ဝိပဿနာအာယုံတဘောကဘာတွေဖြစ်နေလဲဆိုတော့ကြည့
် So in the nature of samatha meditation, the mind chooses the object it wants to pay attention to. In the nature of vipassana meditation, there is no choosing of an object.There is a watching to see what is happening. So in vipassana, there's no need to control anything.
You're
not wanting it to be any particular way.
You're
not trying to push away what is
happening.
You're just waiting to see because you want to truly understand the nature of what this is.
သိချင်လို့နော်သိချင်လို့ဆောင်းတယ်။အဲ့တော့တမထမှာဝိရိယအာမြိုင်းလို့သူဖြစ်အောင်လုပ်အောင်ဖန်တီးတယ်။သူဖန်တီးတဲ့ process
So for samatha meditation because there is a need to achieve a particular result he says that there's a control aspect to it you're trying to create a result for yourself reach a
particular ဝိပဿနာကြတော့ရှိပြီးသားတော်တဘာဝတိုင်းဖြစ်နေတဲ့ရှိနေတဲ့အာယုံကြီးရှိပြီးတော့ကိုမြင်ဖို့ကြိုးစားတာ
But for vipassana meditation you want to understand nature nature is already there just as it is and you're just trying to learn understand how to see that it is. So.
For example, ตัว ตมทะก็มันเย็นๆออกหลุดเลยปัดนี่สู้อ่ะ
So for example, he says in samatha meditation, when the mind is not feeling calm, you learn to calm the mind down. Or if the mind is feeling distracted, you bring the mind back, you collect the mind again.
Vipassana ja ma ngain ne sait ko nyin aw ma lut ko
But in Vipassana meditation he says if the mind is not feeling calm you don't have to try to calm it down you're not trying to calm it down
phit ni daw lak khan ne tu le la
So in Vipassana meditation if the mind is not calm you accept the mind is not calm
I recognize lo bi yo
And all you need to do is recognize that this is how it is right now and then watch that to seeWhat the nature of an uncalm mind is.
What is happening? What is wrong? What is wrong? What is wrong? What is wrong?
What is happening now? Why is it happening? Why has this become so? That's what you're looking for, looking at.
So, tamatha wiriya abu tong wale, vipassana ma nyan abu tong.
So for samatha meditation, he says we need to use effort.
Energy,
yeah, to stay with that object. But for Vipassana meditation, you need to use intelligence and wisdom. Because you need to be... So Vipassana meditation really doesn't require a lot of energy and it is not tiring. He says, if we really understand how to practice Vipassana meditation, he says we can really relax and practice in comfort.
Then you go on to it, yeah.
And you can practice all day.
Samatha, it will be fine.
Samatha can take quite a lot of energy.
Then you go on to it, yeah.
It's not easy to practice Samatha continuously all day.
Okay.အဲ့တော့တမထမှာတော့အရင်ဆုဆိုင်ရတယ်နော်ဆုဆိုင်အတုံးတယ်ဝိပဿနာစောင့်ကြည့်ရအောင်ပဲတော့
So in samatha meditation there is this element of focusing onto the object whereas in vipassana meditation there is a settling back and waiting and watching
ဝိပဿနာနေရာမယွေဘူးအလုတ်ကင်မယွေအချိန်မယွေဘူးအဲ့ဒီအပေါ်မယွေအတုံးလို့ရ
So in vipassana meditation he says we don't need to choose the posture, the time, the place, the kind of work we're doing. He said you can practice in any of those. He says we all already have awareness. We just need to recognize the awareness that is already there.
Awareness is missing. The dhira is missing. What do you mean?
Because without awareness, he says, we won't be able to do anything.
The dhira is missing. The dhira is missing.
So it's not that you have to be trying to be mindful.
Okay. Dadi, tamani, wiriya, dada, pinya. Aya, le, definition, pra.
And he's going to define for you the five faculties or five qualities of mind that are working when we're trying to meditate.
Okay, where? Tiyatung, ay, quality nga ku, tong wa. Aw, utru, wale.
Yeah.
Akong lang, piusu, piu tong wa.
So the work of meditation, what it does is,strengthens and cultivates these qualities of mind. So the word awareness, he says, is defined like this. He says, if we are remembering ourselves, if we are not forgetting ourselves, there is awareness. If we're recognizing what's happening in the mind or the body, awareness is already present. If it's just a not forgetting, he says, do we need to use energy?
It seems like energy is important to follow, to remain aware and to watch rising and falling.
He's just saying to be conscious. He didn't say you have to be watching the rising falling.
Anything about yourself.
Yeah.
He says,
like, do you notice that you're sitting?
I notice that I'm sitting.
And to notice that you're sitting, does it require any energy?
as I sit longer, eventually I'll notice I'm falling asleep.
Then
they said that time, like, what? Hey, Bill, I'll
be going
to eat that. That's a bit later.
Present moment,
my brother. Yeah. What he's trying to point out is that in the present moment, if we just
remember ourselves, that's awareness, and that doesn't take much energy. If in the present moment we're not thinking of anything that's causing us agitation, anger, or greed, or, you know, we're lost in the past or the present or the future, he says, if we're not lost in any of that, he says, in the present moment, we're already aware.
Moment to moment.
Yes, and the allowing of that to happen from moment to moment is called cultivating awareness of the
Satipatthana.
He says, it's called Satipatthana. It means the place where awareness happens. So it's about awareness. He says, and where does awareness happen? Does awareness happen in the mind or the object that you're observing? So what we're trying to do is cultivate or nurture that quality of awareness in the mind over and over and over.
And
samadhi, which we often know as the word concentration, he defines as just a stable mind. If the mind is stable and steady, the mind has samadhi or enough concentration. He says, if we use the word concentration, then he puts this to you. Does it mean that just because you concentrate on something, then you can develop concentration? Do you necessarily get concentrated because you try to concentrate on something? No.
I assume so a year ago, but I don't think so anymore.
Yes, there are many people who, instead of developing concentration, when they try to concentrate, develop a headache instead. You get a lot of tension. They're not clear about how they should work towards this, also they don't have the right ideas, and sometimes they don't have the right attitude, and then instead of, you know, the mind becoming steady, So regardless of whether someone is practicing a samatha meditation or a vipassana meditation, if they don't have the right attitude, if there is greed or aversion or delusion in the mind, he says they're not going to be able to develop concentration. He says, because just consider this, if there's a lot of greed or striving to get something, he says, would the mind feel stable? So that's why he says samadhi is just stability of mind. Yes. And there's two ways that the mind can become stable. One is you focus the attention on one object, and because you focus continuously on that, it stabilizes the mind. The other thing is the mind understands or has the right view or right attitude towards something, and because of that, the mind is stable. So the mind has less reaction. It doesn't feel greed or aversion. And so it's... So the vipassana kind of samadhi is the second type of samadhi, where because it understands... He says the kind of samadhi we get from focusing on only one object, he says that sort of samadhi is accompanied by less awareness and less wisdom.
Less awareness ဆိုတော့အာယုံများများသိဖို့မကြိုးစားတော့ဘူး。
And it's less awareness and less wisdom because the mind is only focusing on one object, so it's not trying to know what else is there.
Yes. This lesson.
Sometimes you might have heard that some people focus so hard that they can't think anymore or can't function anymore. They kind of become like zombies. They can't use their intelligence anymore.
အဲ့တော့ညာအနေသွားတယ်လို့သင်ပြော
That's why he says there's less wisdom there.
တကယ်ညာပွင့်လာတဲ့တမာတိမျိုးကခုန right view ရှိလို့စိတ်ကအေးနေတဲ့တမာတိမျိုးအဲ့ငြိမ်တဲ့တမာတိမျိုးမှာ insight လာ
The kind of samadhi that supports the arising of wisdom is the second kind of samadhi where the mind is stable because it has the right attitude regardless of what's happening in that sort of samadhi stability of mind more wisdom can arise.
ဥပမာတခုအယုံတခုရယ်ဆူးဆိုင်ထားတဲ့တမာတိညနေတဲ့လူကအတန်တန်ကြားလို့ဒေါသဖြစ်ရင်သူ့တမာချက်ချင်းပြတ်တယ
် This is for example if someone develops a lot of samadhi because he's paying attention to one object only if a loud sound sort of comes to him if his attention is distracted he loses that concentration
วิปัตตนาตมาธิจ้ะตัวอายุอตันอนอกเสร็จลงมีอยู่ตู่ตบาวะโลตบอปอกท่าเลยรู้ล่ะชื่อไอ้โลซินซาไรท์อตุยของมันเนี่ยตัวตัวปัตตนาไม่รู้ไม่รู้ดอดอไม่ผิดเออตมาธิอ่ะชื
่อ But for the practice of vipassana meditation he says if someone is practicing and they hear a loud sound they would have already had this information from him that everything is nature so sound is nature
งั้นเดี๋ยวหมอบอกพะยาพะยาပြောท่าล่ะ
He says Well, the Buddha said so. He said, that sound is just sound, an object is just an object, that it's nature. And if someone has this idea, that this is just nature, he says, why would that person find it a disturbance? Because this is very natural. If you can hear, your ear is good, there is a sound, you will hear.So the person won't be disturbed. The person will recognize this is what's happening. And because the initial objective of the practice is not to be with one object, so the mind is not trying to only stay with the breath. So if the mind becomes aware of a sound, the mind doesn't feel like it's been robbed of its attention to the breath.So there's no wrong attitude, so the mind doesn't lose its
awareness. Awareness.
The awareness is still there, the mind recognizes
it.
Just the object has changed, the thing it's aware of has changed, that's all.
Okay, look, go anapana or many.anapana ပဲလုတ်ချင်နေဆိုရင်သူကအတန်ကပိုးချင်နေစိတ်ကအနာပါနယူလို့မရရင်ဘယ်လိုနေမလဲ
But he says imagine if you were trying to stay with the breath and that sound was louder than your attention to your breath how would you feel
angry
yeah
တောင်တက်မှဆရာ
Then the noise becomes a problem but actually it's not
အဲ့တော့တမထဓမ္မကြီးအားအများကြီးဆက်ရတယ်အတောင်မကြောက်အောင်လုပ်ရတယ်ဒီ
That's why those the people who practice samatha meditation need to use a lot of energy. They have to try not to hear that sound. They have to try to use more energy to stay with the breath. He said, because the meditators is easy. He said, just follow the leader. Because there's no desire to be anything particular. Just be with what is.
What if you have defilement has a strong grip on the mind, which is not? So what's the technique? What's the suggestion? It is not something that's just passive. It's got some more
grip. Right. What? Kilita, pimentana, koseko, sopla, sika, minire, la, minire, ay kilita, rama, elo miyo charo, re.
Chay nire.စိတ်ကဒီအာယုံကိုမကြိုက်
မကြိုက်ရင်တော့မှဟိုဥမာဒေါသဆိုရင်လည်းကွာဒေါသတွေမှာပူးနေပြီလေအဲ့တော့ကွာခွာလို့မရအောင်အဲ့လိုမျိုးတွေဆိုရင်ရောတဲ့ဟိုဒီလိုမျိုးဥစဉ်ပေးတဲ့အာယုံတွေကတော့တိလိုက်တိလိုက်ပြီးအဲ့ဒီလိုမျိုးကြတော့
ခွာလို့မရရင်တော့အာယုံဆိုင်ရင်ပူဆိုးတယ်ခွာလို့မရဟုတ်ပြီနော်ဥစဉ်ဥအာယုံဆိုင်တယ်စဉ်းစားတော့တုံးတာအဲ့တော့စဉ်းစားဉာဏ်တုံးတာနဲ့အားထုတ်လို့လည်းရ
So So
oh, like, I focus low that you are to I on side it, but Pubi Lue, I on Emma, Dora, when I will go there.
He says, so that's why he says in the practice of Vipassana, not to focus. If our practice has been to focus, then in a situation like this, the mind just does its usual practice, which is to focus in, which gets it more like caught. But if you practice a kind of practice where you use, like, he says, you should think when you practice about how you should practice. So when you're caught like that, he says, if you think about what you should be doing, that disengages you from being caught.
That's
And of course he says you need to first recognize that you're caught. If the mind isn't recognizing what's happening to it, it also doesn't have the choice to come uncaught.
Recognize machine, do a power pan, maybe. But little bit. Yes, okay.
The nature of the defilement being overwhelming and gripping the mind is that you don't have the space, right?
Yeah.
You don't have the frame. So, do you come back to a primary object, or how do you create the space? You know you're caught, but it's the nature of the defilement. You keep looping back into it.
He says what you need to do is just keep acknowledging this is happening, this is happening.
So that's more.
And there's consciousness that this is happening.
Now I recognize it, but all when Puru Miyaro.
He says so long as you're well, however you know, keep yourself conscious. And so long as you constantly recognize it, that this is happening, he says, you won't be caught. Because recognition is happening.
Now I see my right view machine, right top machine, to Dhamma to Asima, we mapu. Dhamma right top and right view are name, we did it.
Yes, and he says,
at
a time like that, right thought and right view are very important. He says, if the weaker the right thought and right view, the easier it is to get involved.
And right view would be to be interested in what's happening.
Yes.
I'm thinking, what should I do about this?
Then you think, then you get lost. I should see this person, I should go here, I should go there.
He says, so it's not about how to deal with the story of what the mind is caught in, it's how to deal with the mind that is caught. So do I allow this mind to go on doing work in this unskillful way? How do I, you know, so he says, so the mind has to use its intelligence to figure out some things, but that thinking process, you know, that thinking sort of helps to disengage if you're trying to find out how to do something about it. And then you have that thought about how to do something about it and using awareness together. And the other thing is that, you know, he will mention later that, you know, we have to see everything that happens as nature. And if we've been using this throughout the practice, you know, not identifying these things as mine and remembering that, he says, then that has to be part of the practice. So when you come to a situation like that, it's easier for the mind to remember and have that stance. Yeah, because the more the mind is identified, the more it is involved.
I ask a question?
Okay.
So even if the mind is getting caught a lot, it keeps coming back and experiencing delusion, and then you recognize that it's happening, but then it happens again, and then you recognize that that is good, that's improving the quality of the mind, the Vipassana?
Sika. taka taka dikilita rama we pune upuma moha rama we pa ne namak kwa oh recognize lo de pi lo pyan puwa la mi pi lo recognize lo de pi lo pyan puwa wa pyan recognize dilo recognize lo ne de so yin be pyan pyan pa wa be me a da vipassana a ni ne a thau ni la
no ko ku chi recognize ba chang recognize lo
ba
chang a ti ma pyu no ba chang ti ma pyu tu ma idea shi ya ma ni dilo a ti ma pyu ni yon ne be phet ma
He says,
he says,
it's not just a mere recognizing. We have to remember the objective of Vipassana meditation. Why are we doing this exercise of bringing our recognition, you know, bringing recognition to what is happening in the moment? Why are you recognizing this thing that I really can? What is the objective?
It's to learn how the mind works, to not be constantly in delusion, to learn more and more to see the truth, to see the way things are.
So there is a wish to understand.
So you have to recognize, he says, that there is not only a mere recognition of what's
happening, there's also this intention in the recognition to understand. He says, for example,
he says,
you come across this person every day when you go to work or something. Every day you see this person on the street, once every day. He says, don't you slowly start to notice more things about this person? And if you actually were curious and wanted to know more about the person, won't you know even more with every contact?
So
that's what recognition does. He says, the more you recognize, the more you recognize each and every time what's happening, and you have a desire to know, the more you understand, the more information you get.
So recognize with intention.
The more
as a learning process, people.
Then this becomes a learning process.
Yes, what about meditating when we're asleep? I mean, I think about sleep and meditation. And, I mean, if I'm sleeping, I still can remember my dreams. I could see the dreams. So I know there's awareness. There must be some awareness when I'm asleep. So does Sayadaw have any suggestions about meditating?
I have a question about that.
He says, so he wants to ask you, that awareness that happens while the dream is happening, he says, did you have to make that awareness do its work?
I have to make the awareness.
Like, were you involved in trying to be aware when you were dreaming? Were you the person that made,
did you
exert any energy to be aware in the dream?
I think I did. I think because before, when I go to sleep, I say, okay, I'm gonna be aware of my dream.
Yes, but you know, that's a thought before. He says, but in the dream, you're asleep. What he's trying to point out is that the mind does its own work. It has its own momentum. Now, if you didn't have a momentum of being aware in the daytime, he says the mind will not be able to be aware when you're asleep. Someone who always notices their thoughts or recognizes their thoughts or acknowledges their thoughts in the daytime, he says, will notice thoughts when they're asleep. And dreams are thoughts.
อ๋อคุณน่ะดูปิ๊ดทุกเปียวคุณน่ะมาเปียวจังเนี่ยคุณน่ะดอดะกูกูอ่ะร้องคิวเนี่ยตั้วจี้มี่ตั้วซินซ่ามี่คุณน่ะดูวินบาวอ่ะกูอ้ามะเลยกูเตชะเลยว่าดิเพรสชั่นตะมาดิบ่เนาะตรุสึกกูตรุตีดิคันซ่าอ่ะเนาะดิเพรสชั่นนี่มันดิไอ้มาแต่แม้ตรุอ่ะร้องคิวชื่อดิเพรสชั่นจี้จี้ล่ะ
Thinking that it's that I'm angry or I'm sad. He says that makes the defilement grow. He says it's just like people who are depressed. They're quite aware of their minds and how they're feeling, but because they're thinking I'm depressed, they feel more and more depressed.
So it's identification of the defilement.
Yeah, right view are easy to have. Right view, wrong view is only for
So right view is very important. He says wrong view just gives it fuel.
And wrong view is...
Understanding the emptiness. Yes.
Right view
is right view about it. He says right view is all the things he's saying now. I
mean, it includes all of
it. Information is there, data is soon.
Right view, no long, no long, no, 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 right view, yeah, emptiness could be on your side. And I just.
right view อ่ะตมันเดทิอ่ะมีอยู่ရှိတယ်ဘုဒ္ဓကဘုဒ္ဓနဲ့အရင်တုံးอ่ะตมันเดทิ right view อ่ะ level အများရှိတယ
်
အစမှာကို true right view မဟုတ်ကိုကလူများပြတဆင့်ကြားတာအထုံတဘောပေါက်လိုက်ကိုကဖြစ်သွားတယ
် he says right view comes in many levels and he says in the beginning the right view is not ours yet like we maybe don't understand it it's like borrowed wisdom yeah we've had some information about how we should what stance we should take towards it and all that that's right view and we borrow that and intellectually we apply it to the situation to help us he says and if you do this repeatedly sometimes the mind naturally sees into the truth of thatAnd then he says, when the mind truly sees and understands the truth of that, that becomes then your wisdom. Then once the mind truly understands that, he says, then you don't have to try to recall it. He says the mind always sees things in that, from that point of view then, more easily.
You say that Vipassana is effortless because there's no choice to be made.But it seems there's always a choice happening. In practice, how long to stay with an object as it begins to fade, which of the many objects that's arising to bring attention to. So I don't completely understand.
Hmm.
So we put the na, arm and tail, so that we say, to not let the ball up. Choice look for me, look what?
Yes.
Now, let's do it.အချိန်တိုင်းလိုလို choice ကရှိနေတာပဲလေဘယ်အာယုံကိုကြည့်ရမလဲအာယုံတစ်ခုပြောင်းနေတယ်ဘယ်လောက်ကြာကြာသိရမလဲအာယုံတွေအများကြီးရှိတဲ့ကြားထဲကဘယ်အောင်ယူရမလဲသူက
အစမှာတိလာပြီဆိုရင်ညာက choice လို့ရဘယ်ဟာပိုရေးကြည့်လဲအရေးကြီးတဲ့ဟာလောက်အောင်အများကြီးဘာမှတော့မသိသေးဘူးဘယ်လိုသွား choice လုပ်မလဲဟုတ်လားအခုကအာယုံကို choice လုပ်တာမဟုတ်ဘူးနော
်
အာယုံမ choice မလုပ်သေးဘူးပေါ်တဲ့ဟာကိုရှုမှာပြီးမှ choice ကနောက်တစ်မျိုးလာအကုန်လုံးဝင်လာပြီ
Yeah, he says, you know, for this also there's different like points in the practice. For example, in the beginning, he says, the mind isn't aware of anything yet. In the beginning, the mind is learning to become conscious. To recognize that there is consciousness, whatever. And he says, so in the beginning, you're not choosing what to observe. So you're not choosing the object. You're allowing the mind to recognize what it is.What it is noticing, yeah. And he says once this sort of thing starts to establish itself, then the mind becomes aware of many things. The mind starts to become naturally aware that it's noticing many things at the same time. At that point, he says a choice can be exercised. Like, what is more important to be paying attention to now? But at a time like that, he says you again have to check the mind.That is observing because he says it wisdom has to make that choice, not greed. So you have to check to see whether the mind is acting from a place of greed or expectation or wanting or aversion. He says, so there the choice becomes is the object important or the mind important? But the mind is important, so you look at the mind.Especially when we look when we're dealing with pain, this is very important, isn't it? Because, yeah.
ဟောပြောင်းသွားတယ်ခုနအ
ဲ
တမာလီတမာလီပြောနေတမာလီ
halfway through the instruction then you stop at samadhi
တမာလီပြီးတော့ effort လာ
yeah after samadhi comes effort
effort ကိုကြာဦးဇင်းမှာပြောလို့အားစိုက်တော့မပြောဘူးရုပ်အားမလို့ဘူး effort ကစိတ်ရှိတာဆွဲရှိတာကိုပြောတယ
် so when we talk about effort he's not talking about effort in the sense ofTrying to do something, he's talking about effort in the sense of persisting or persevering or being patient.
The logo, common deal, to a manana look, to a mian, lujin, a mian, said look.
He says, when the mind truly understands that this is a beneficial work and then just wants to do that without stopping, that's effort. He says, not.The mind wants to achieve something from meditation, so it uses a lot of energy to try to practice meditation. And the practice of vipassana is something that we have to do forever.
Moment to moment, so to ah, yeah, say, don't like.
He says, and since we have to do it moment to moment as much as possible, he says, it won't do to use too much energy.
energy ຕົ້ມລະມ້າຍໃຫ້ຕົວ waste ຜິດໄປແລ້ວຕົວສິກະແມ່ນໆປູອ້າປ່ອຍລະ
because if we use too much energy he says we waste energy because it's not
overheat overheat
not necessary and then we sort of burn out overheat
ໄອ້ເດີ້ຕົວວ່າກົ່ນຫນ່ອຍມາເລົ່າແລ້ວໂຕຕົວງ່າຍມັນຕິດໂຕຜິດລະໄອ້ເດີ້ດູວ່າປູອ້າໄສ
so when the mind runs out of energy what happens is it gets sleepy because it has no more energy to be aware and awakeAnd then what we do in those cases generally is we think, oh, I'm not aware, so we put in more energy.
And
so of course we run out of energy.
Then, oh, marathon video lo pia ma, wiriya ga twa yee chi lo ma lo twa. Taw chaw ma pi u ma lo u yee ma ji u ma man ne ma na na twa ko yee ji.
He says, Vipassana is like a marathon. He says, you need to conserve energy. You want to run steadily, slowly, but all the way.
Non stop, no? Long time, man, man,
you're not going to stop, you're going to go steadily. But if you run 100 meter dash, like in a retreat, you'll only get 100 meters.
Pong the bee. Right effort, but lower door than him, but I'm not going to do that. But I'm not going to do that.
He says, it's only.
Effort, man.
When we talk about effort, he says, why is it or when is it that people use a lot of effort to do something?
Desire.
Yeah.
Desire. Yeah. When we want something, we use a lot of effort. When we don't like something, we use a lot of effort. When we don't know what to do, we use a lot of effort.
ဉာဏ်ရှိတယ်လို့အားမဆိုင်ဘူ
း So when someone is wise they don't use too much effort
So ရေးကြည့်တာမနာဖို့ရေးကြည့်တာနိုင်လုံနိုင်တော့လို့ပါမနာပဲလို့ပါဒီအဲ့မနာနဲ့အဲ့ moment to moment ကတော့ energy ဖြစ်လာလိမ့
် He says so the very important thing is this non stop you know he says but do only as much as you can butYou know, don't stop. He says, when you don't stop doing something, it gains a natural energy. It gains momentum.
And natural energy, you know, you look at energy, you can't have it.
Yeah. He wants this natural energy that comes from momentum. He says, when it's efforting that we put in, the energy that I personally put in, he says, you know, I can't keep it up for a long time.But when something has momentum, he said it becomes natural. It has its own life and energy. You don't have to put in that energy anymore. And that kind of natural energy, he says, has a lot of strength and it can be sustained, you know. The kind of power that we put in, energy that we put in, cannot be sustained for a long time.
No.တော့ confidence ရှိရမယ်ဉာဏ်ရှိရမယ် confidence ဆိုတာလေကိုယ့်အကကိုယုံရမယ်ကိုလုပ်တဲ့အလုပ်ကိုယုံရမယ်
the fourth faculty is confidence of faith and that's he's talking about confidence of faith in yourself and the work that you're doing
အဲ့အလုပ်လို့ဘာအကျိုးရှိလဲ
he says when I do this practice how does it benefit me Someone who really recognizes this for himself, him or herself, feels more confident about what he or she is doing.
Yeah, maybe I mean, can I get a minute? They have a little, the rest of the time, a little up here. Can I have a little?
Very often people ask him how should I you know what do I do to continue practicing in daily life or in my life, and he says if somebody investigates, I mean, you know, is in touch with like how the practice is helping him or herself in their life, he says then the mind naturally feels motivated to keep doing that because it finds it helpful to himself. And not only seeing how it's beneficial, he says also one can see if one is not doing that, how is it different to not be doing it? And if the mind like really understands it, you know, deeply, he says the mind naturally feels a motivation to do it more and more, quite naturally. That's called growing in confidence. So it's only with understanding that confidence grows. So that's why again it comes back to, he says, he says, be interested in your own work. How is it affecting you? How is it different for you? Yes. So it's not only doing this to get something like somewhere. He says it's doing this and seeing how the doing of it is beneficial for you.
Right now.
In Vipassana, he says there's a saying in Burmese. He says, don't try and get it. Yeah? Don't work at it to get something. But if you know how to do it, you'll just get it. It's like not reaching for something, just knowing how to do it.
Ya on lo da lo ba ga sin na lo jin na sain na tu lu sa go tu myo pi lo lo da lo ba ga lo.
He says the reaching for something, the hoping or the reaching for some result from the present work is always greed's, you know, greed's reaching. Yeah. What wisdom does is it finds out the conditions that are supporting for that effect, that result to arise. It finds out the conditions and it works at fulfilling those conditions. It doesn't worry about the result because wisdom knows these are the conditions. It just works at that and the result just comes by itself. And the last faculty is wisdom. And when we talk about wisdom, he's really not talking about the wisdoms that are, you know, supposed to be the results of right practice, like insight and all of that. He's really talking about the wisdoms that enable us. And these wisdoms are learned from the practice, the wisdoms that enable us to know how to practice right, or know how to appreciate the practice.
And how to maintain, how to skill.
How to maintain this practice, be skillful in the practice, all from watching the practice. He says, so between the mind and the body, which is practicing? Which practices meditation? The mind. He says, but we use the mind to practice meditation, but we don't understand how the mind is practicing meditation. We don't understand what the mind is thinking when it's trying to practice. We don't understand how much energy it's using. He says, how can we learn to make that mind skillful at doing it? He says, all of you have meditated before. He says, but sometimes you find you have sometimes the meditation is good, sometimes the meditation is not good. Are you able to tell him why the meditation is good when it's good, or why it's not good when it's not good?
I better know.
Isn't that a problem? He says, we don't know why. He says, then we're sort of helpless. We just go up, down, up, down. He says it's because of the state of the mind and the way the mind is working that you know you have the result, which is a good or what we call a
non-good mind.
So that's why he really encourages people, please watch this mind that is meditating. Investigate this mind, understand this mind. The objects that it's paying attention are not important at all. The objects are only there to support the presence of the awareness.
And
the last three things he must talk about are the importance of continuity, of being able to be aware without focusing, and right view. Right now, just you don't have to close your eyes. Just sitting in your normal posture, you can be writing, and just notice yourself without focusing on anything in particular. Just notice yourself wholly, generally. What do you notice? What do you know? What comes to mind? He says that to know this, how much energy or did you have to focus?
And you can
just stay like this the whole day, just recognizing. He says, try every day to be like this. Would it be tiring? Difficult?
Says,
so just noticing in a moment is not difficult. He says, what is difficult is maintaining it continuously, like especially through changes of activities and all that. But you can, you know, so, but it makes it easier. Like you can start any moment you remember by becoming aware of whatever is noticed right now. He says, is the breath a better object than rising, falling? Which is a better object? Because the object is just an object. They're all the same. So whatever you notice is fine to start
with.
So the important thing is to not forget. Then you're aware.
And right view here.
And you're right view. So first we just need to learn to maintain that. If you're really interested, you can. How much can we know about ourselves? He says if you really start to notice yourself, more and more about yourself, all the time, he says you will find that you feel more confident. We all don't really know ourselves. We think we know ourselves, but we don't really know ourselves. He says, do you know when you eat a mouthful of food, how many times you swallow?
Okay.
He says you have to know not only your body sensations, you also have to know how you, the feelings and also the ideas in the mind. Only when you know all this, he says, then you have a more complete picture of who this is.
And vipassana, adhika, what? Amyana chini ho.
So in vipassana, this is important to always be.
Chain nine ho, udhyan, daya to chain, chain nine ho bhyo.
So he says meditation is all the time.
Dhamma yo yama mo hu, thai ma mo hu.
Not only when you're sitting or in a dhamma hall.
In a dhamma hall.
The toilet is also meditation. Yeah, you can do it anywhere. The important thing is the mind here.
It's
the mind with me. He says, so that's the first, just the beginning thing where you're learning to keep the mind more and more close to the mind and body.
Yeah.
Once the mind is like settled into itself, you know, the mind and body, then you know there can be more investigation
around. So relationship start
to notice the relationship between the mind and the body, how the mind and the body interact with each other.
Oh, continuity, something like right view. Okay.
Right view,
important thing.
He says, in the practice of vipassana meditation, if there's not this right view, you cannot call it vipassana meditation. So the mind is aware always of something. He says, but what is the point of view of the mind towards what is being noticed? Towards the
object. The
if we have the wrong view towards this object that is being noticed, he says, then understanding cannot arise.
So, who's in a blue pyramid? Body sensation sheet. Why, go, 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 go,
and the objects, the things that we notice are in this mind and body, the sensations or the feelings or the mental activities. But he says of these three kinds of things, yeah, body sensations, our feelings, our mental activities, am I the only person who has these things? Am I the only person who has sensations of the body, feelings, activities of the mind? Everybody has them, right?
Okay.
So, this we deduce that these qualities are concerned with everybody. They are universal qualities. So, they're nature. Qualities of nature.
They
don't belong to any one person exclusively. So he says, have you been angry before? And have you had this thought? Have you thought, I'm angry? Sometimes you even say it to somebody else, I'm so angry. And when you say that, he said, does that make the anger grow or get less?
That's
why.
Wrong view.
Because of the wrong view.
Identify.
Anger is a quality of nature, but we've identified that quality as mine. And that's what makes it grow.
Angry is mine. I am angry. Angry is I.
So if we think with the wrong view, he said it makes any defilement grow. He says you may or may not have heard in the Theravada there is a what they call a first level of enlightenment. And the first level of enlightenment is only about removing the wrong view that all these things belong to me. Yeah? It's not about getting rid of the defilements. The defilements are still there, but there's no more so then the defilements have no more power because like they don't have some ground
space
to, like, they don't have a space to root them. they continue to arise, the defilements, because of momentum of so many lifetimes. So because of that momentum, they come, they stay a while, they find that they have nothing to hold on to, there's no wrong view, then they go.
Okay. Right awareness.
So whenever you are aware, he says it's only when this right view is present that you can call it right awareness. Our whole lives, he says, when we think of ourselves or notice ourselves, he says the tendency is to think of me. And so it's natural to have this wrong view. He says, if your hair falls on the ground and someone comes along and says, whose hair is that on the ground? What do you say? My hair. Yeah, so this whole body, we just, you know, we use the me to identify.
Yeah?
Who do we think is aware?
And
who do we think is feeling? Me.
Mommy though.
Who is remembering?
Me. Okay. Vipassana ga tege tu vipassana definition a twa. Tacha view a le chi. Ordinary view ma wo tacha view a le chi na.
He says the definition of vipassana is special scene, not an ordinary scene. A special scene, a different point of view.
Ordinary, so identify the scene.
So the ordinary point of view is self-identify.
Vipassana, so vipassana, nature, so that means nature.
So if you want to do vipassana, then you have another point of view, and that is to see all this as nature at work. And so only with this right view, he says, then whatever awareness is working will be right awareness. And thinking of this as just a quality of nature also helps the mind to detach a little from the experience and not be so involved in the experience because
it's.
He says, and when you have that sort of distance, then you can just like examine it objectively, investigate it, learn about it.
Wrong view though, when kanzare, when involved it.
If there's wrong view, he says, then we go in and sort of we feel into it, we get involved in it, we participate in what's happening. Then learning is difficult. Only with right view, then that learning can happen. Okay, when there's pain. How do we think about pain?
Who's pain? Go on. My pain is not my kind.
Yes, but it's my pain, it's harder to bear. The feeling of not wanting to bear, you know, put up with it. So first he said we have to remind ourselves that this pain and this feeling of not wanting to bear the pain are both, like, you know, qualities of nature. But having reminded ourselves of this, he says, now we're going to use this right view and investigate these two qualities of nature because we don't understand them yet. And we don't really understand that these are qualities of nature. So we're using some borrowed wisdom and then we're going to watch them to see that, you know, whether we can learn the truth of this. Why don't we like pain? He says, isn't there sometimes when we like pain?
Massage.
He says, when you get massaged. Sometimes
pain feels
nice, right? He says, does anyone like spicy food? Some people do.
Get up pain, right?
Yes, he said it's a kind of pain, but those who like spicy food like it.
Oh.
So it's never really about the pain. It's about the thought towards the pain. When we have a positive thought, we like it. When we have a negative thought towards it, we don't like it. Yeah. So if the idea is I think it's good, then we like it. When the idea is I think this is not good, then we don't like it. Have you heard of durians? This Asian fruit?
Yeah.
Well, some people have never heard of it. He says, so let's forget durians. But anyway, not everybody knows it. Yeah, but any kind of food. I mean, you might talk about spam or something. Key lime pie or something. And some people like it very much, and some people don't really buy into it. The taste and the smell is the same. That thing doesn't change. Yeah? The thing is the same, but people have different thoughts that make them react differently.
Different judgment.
So this is in keeping with this investigation of the interaction between the mind's reaction to the pain and the pain that's present. He says, so the idea of watching the reaction of the mind to the pain is not to make the pain go away, but to understand the nature of how the mind works. Yes, we were watching because we want to understand the nature of the mind and how it perceives things, not to make things go away. Sometimes the pain might be there, but as you investigate the reaction of the mind, sometimes the reaction of the mind subsides or goes away. And the mind feels fine, even though the pain is there. At that time, he says, you can turn back to the pain to see how its perception, the mind's perception, has changed towards the pain. It's a more real picture because the mind is not reacting anymore.
That's all
for the instructions. Anyone have any questions can ask? He says, you know, we live and all day we are bombarded by, you know, impressions at our sense doors. Yeah? And he says, every time we are aware of something at any of the sense doors, he says, what is the general reaction of the mind? What are the general reactions of the mind?
Liking, disliking, all the time.
And this habit to like or dislike every experience, he says, is just become a habit of the mind. It's natural for the mind to react. Yes, whatever we observe, it's one or the other. That's why he says the object is, we should not like give too much emphasis to the object. Because, so we have pain, for example. That's the object. He says, if we pay attention to the object, what happens to the mind? Reacts it with liking or disliking. And if the pain disappears, the mind reacts with, again, one or the other.
But
he says, so what's important is, in that mind that's observing, he says, if there's, you know, to understand the true nature of the experience, he says, there has to be no greed or aversion in the mind. So if the mind is just reacting, we're not really seeing the object as it is. He says, okay, has this happened to you when you're angry with someone? You think of the mind, that person, all the time. because you're angry with the person, or you keep looking at the person all the time. And how does that make you feel when you keep thinking of the person again and again, or looking at the person again?
Angry.
Yeah. Angry.
Yeah. Says you might even punch him. So when there's already, since there's already a reaction in the mind towards pain, he says if you continue to look at pain, it's only growing the aversion in the mind. So you'll never see that person for what that person really is, because the mind is just seeing that person negatively. So if you want to understand something as it is, he says it, the mind has to have no greed, aversion, or delusion So he says, if there's greed, aversion, delusion in the mind, and we try to understand the nature of the object as it is, he says he calls that mission impossible.
Okay.
Okay. So you all have heard all this. He says, what are you going to do now? He says, so it's not difficult in the sense that you have to use any energy. You know, there's not this efforting needed. So it's not difficult in that way. But we do need to get around to doing it all the time. He tells people who come to the center, he says, relax and practice. Practice and comfort, but don't stop. And especially he says, don't practice in a way that's starting to make you tired or making you upset. If it's doing that, no, stop doing that.
Okay.
I have a question. So I've been trying to experiment with being aware all day in my daily life, and the problem I'm finding is that, okay, for example, I'm in graduate school, so my life is kind of about paying attention to the objects and kind of getting absorbed in them and like really trying to do it so that I can kind of make it in relative reality. This is, you know, my idea about it. So I've been having a hard time, like, keeping any kind of continuity of, like, remembering to be mindful and letting my mind kind of choose the object, because I feel so compelled by what I'm doing in my daily life to pay attention to something that's already chosen that I really kind of need to do. So I have this kind of conflict.
Look. 讲点内容，对吧？你是把那点差不就是啊？好，阿勇嘛，有一边呢，你不就是啊？大陆弄呀，我说对吧？有一点阿勇嘛，是别的，啥钱也没，大屋子有啥也没，地里没有阿勇的，是别的，是不？哎，说，嗯，啥啥不是啊？没骗人，我说对啊，天哪，啥啥对啊，不咯？哦。把东来说对啊，地里，把那么有一边呢，把那批别地不是啊？没骗人，是不？
He
says, you know, nobody's going to have contact with mindfulness immediately. He says that's impossible. He said continuity only happens when the mindfulness becomes natural. Like it's become a habit of the mind to be mindful. Then it becomes natural and it's sort of there. But otherwise, he says, it's just important to remember that, you know, that continuity is important, but it's not going to happen.
တဘာဝဖြစ်သွားမှရမှာပေါ့တဘာဝဖြစ်သွားမှသူအမြင်နဲ့ရှိမှာနောက်ပြီးကိုကြည့်ရမှာဒီဟာဒီအာယုံရွေးတာမဟုတ်ဘူးအာယုံလောက်တာလောက်တာဒုက္ခနာကိုကုတာဝင်ဒီစိတ်ကဘာစိတ်နဲ့လောက်သိလားမသိလားဒါလောက်ပဲလို့လား
Yeah and in you know in the many objects that you have to be with during the day he said before that the object is not important so you can be with those objects if you need to be he said what you need to check is with what sort of mind are you coming towards these objectsLike, I'm in a hurry. And just to notice, yeah? You don't have to make it different. If you're there and...
Oh, Udhiyan, pa, sa, diyo, la, pa, ma, ruka, nice, lo, go, yin, chusa, ba. Tu, nesi, ne, ka, la, yin, chusa. Ka, la, bima, do, now, investigate, la.
So that's why he says in the beginning, all you need to do is the recognizing of what sort of mind the mind is coming with towards anything it's doing.
Yeah, when I see, ba, ba, do, si, le. When I see, ba, tu, le, ba, blu, ni, le.
Just
ညာကတက်မလာရင်ညာကတက်မလာမလွယ်ဘူးတော့ပဋိပက်ထားလို့မရအောင်ညာမှာတက်လာမှသူကဘယ်လို maintain လုပ်ရမလဲဘာလုပ်ရမလဲသူကဒီ
အဆင်ကျော်ပြီတဲ့သူကအဲ့ဒီလောက်တော့မရောက်သေးဘူးဆရာညာတက်လာလို့ပြော
ညာပါဖို့လိုတယ်ပြောတာကိုတတိထားတာဘာကြောင့်တတိထားပဋိထားတော့ဘာကျိုးရှိလဲဒါကြီးတော့မသိ
He says that means not just to be trying to beTrying to be mindful, yeah. He says, in ever being mindful, when it ever comes up, he says there needs to be a noticing also. How is it helpful to you, or was it helpful to you to be mindful, and was it not helpful when you're not mindful, or maybe it was helpful. I don't know. Whatever, you know. What difference is it? Does it make in your life to have some awareness or not to have any awareness? And he says that's the wisdom at work.He says, if we don't bring this intelligence in, then we're just like trying to be mindful, but for what?
Understanding mapawe and malawu, amapawu.
He says, without any understanding growing, no, like the confidence in the mind is not going to grow, and the mind is not going to feel motivated. That's why he says we have to learn to like become skillful at understanding.Become skillful. He says, like, that's why we have to understand for ourselves the value of the practice, what it means to us, and that will spur the mind to do more and more.
Yeah,
he says, and we try often to just be practicing, but.Nothing like no wisdom grows in our mind. We don't sort of gather more intelligence, you know? Yeah. Then it doesn't grow. Yeah.
I don't know. Low tire. Low nine. Low near.
Whoa. He says.
Low tire. Low tire. Low tire.
And then we have to be able to do it. And then we have to keep doing
it. What about the teacher on here? How do you maintain this?
First, we have to learn.To learn how to be constantly in touch with ourselves. Then we have to learn how to keep that going. He says, you know, meditation is just like trying to find money. He says, how do people grow their money?If we understand that, he says, we understand the Dao.
တော့လေတတိယရှိအောင်ထားတယ်ဒီတတိယအကြောင်းသိတတိယကိုဘယ်လိုဆက်ပြီးထိန်းသိမ်းရမလဲဘယ်လိုပွားများမလဲဒါတွေသိမှသူကကြီးပွားမှာပေါ့
He says ပြန်ဆက်ပြော
တတိယရှိအောင်ရင်ဘယ်လိုလုပ်လဲတတိယရှိအောင်ရင်လေ့လာဟုတ်ပြီတတိယကိုဘယ်လိုထိန်းရမလဲတတိယဘယ်လိုတိုးပေါအောင်လုပ်ရမလဲ
He says so first we learn how to have mindfulness and then we learn how to maintain that which we have already achieved and then we learn how to grow what we
you know, have mindfulness with done even yeah
All that is the work of wisdom. Always understanding how to have mindfulness, how to maintain it, how to grow it. It's just like...
Sulai, pyong lai, ma thay tau su su, improve or progress or ma la ro.
But if we earn money and spend it, earn it and spend it, he says we don't save anything. He says, how do we grow it?
He says,
somebody understands the value of money.He says, learns how to keep it with him. He says, they don't use it all at once. They won't let it run out. This is maintenance, knowing how to do it.
Maintenance.
This is skillfulness.
Okay. Yes.
Who's in pure abu abu? Guru vale pesa zara. Vale a yeni shili. He says, like in money, he says, if we want to get money, he says, the more we have to invest, the more we can grow it. And he says, we have to know how to get that initial investment in order to This is wisdom. Intelligence is very important. He says most of the time our mind is turned towards just being mindful and learning to become calm. We forget that we should be thinking about how to become more skillful or intelligent or wise. He says, you know, people who make a lot of money because they think about money all the time. How to do it? How to get it? He says, think of meditation like that. How to get the opportunities. It's not easy, he admits.
The defilements are not easy.
Because the defilements are not an easy one. It's important to get real wisdom.
Okay. And?
Ta-da.
Time up. Finish.
Risk here.
Yeah.